is Backquote. My name is Corey Hopkins. Episode number 144 is here. Our topic today is QWOP. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot Door AI. Indie games have gone from a fringe movement to a massive commercial force, changing the way we play. The first game I unlocked was Crankin' Time Travel Adventure, designed by one of my favorite indie game writers, Chris Bubble Smith. In the video, which has been viewed almost 9 million times, the monotone YouTuber tackles a game in which runners constructed from blocks of primary colors try to run 100 meters. These runners perform so badly that they often do not even get to the start. Whenever QWOP gets into a consequent jogging run, the title song from the movie Chariots of Fire recedes into the background. If he manages to go forward long enough, his upper body touches the ground and the run is over, and he returns to the start line. When QWOP falls slightly, its impact on the ground produces a soft U, and when it presses the first key, QWOP is played until the poor runner sticks out one leg and begins to melt backwards when it fails. If you hold the button down too long or ignore the previous step, the runner staggers forward. Before the next step, press the calf key as if it were the last step of the first step, but not the last. At first it looks like you can run 100 meters straight away, but it turns out that you have to learn how to actually move. If the rhythm is right, I will go to the races as soon as possible, at least as far as I am concerned. No matter how many times I turn and break my skull, I will try for 100 meters. Seeing athletes do everything they can to not fall on their heads is the point. A hops or split to get to the destination should logically do terrible things to the joints. If I balance on one leg at the end, my best choice is to hit my head on the ground just before the restart. Depending on how I balance, it could be that I have not made the step. While games like Spelunky teach us to accept failure when running, QWOP is even more subversive, turning failure into its own reward. Quit rages through me, and I fail at every step, even if it is only for a few seconds at a time. Although QWOP is a simple flash game, anyone who wants to try it out as one of the most difficult games of all time can do so. The agents did not discover the special techniques used by top speed runners, such as swinging up and forward to generate extra momentum. The game is based on the expectation of failure, the expectation you have of yourself rather than creating one, and it is the first game to show that you can undermine the game for a laugh. After 90 hours of self-training, I was able to run at a decent pace and finish the race in 1:25, which is the fastest time for a top runner at the time of the game's release. Although the AI has learned about 10 hours, it can only take several steps at once and in some cases can only fly 20 meters. The agent simply did not discover the step mechanics and instead learned the safest and slowest method to reach the finish line. Now that I know how to walk, I have taken off the training bikes and had them optimized purely for the forward speed. With a reputation for being the slowest of all running, athletics and field events, Chariots of Fire is the slowest. Although the control is basic, the successful run of the 100-meter track requires practice, timing and a little luck. QWOP has burned itself into the internet firmament, meaning that if you poke around a little nowadays, you can find detailed instructions for this game. The controls used to get the sprinters to the finish are so simple that even a 7-minute YouTube tutorial has been created, although the control consists of only 4 buttons and the key for QWOP. How to run, how to go through the PDF, play Quirkle videos, make QWOP, win, beat QWOOP, run and play a QWOP video or play the QWOP itself. You hear the intro to the theme, Chariots of Fire, but it picks up speed and forgets the speed. You hear the intro of Charos for Fire and start. You will hear the introduction to the Fire Chariot from the first episode of Star Wars, The Old Republic. The first step is to connect QWOP's agent to a network of AI agents that can interact with the game. We hope that the agent could learn to perform tasks similar to those DeepMind has achieved with Mujoko environments. This is all for today, guys. My name is Corey and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.